So we're going to try to relish the nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita a little bit today. We're talking about the munificence of Lord Chaitanya all week. And we've had some nice classes. And today I'm going to try to concentrate on how Lord Chaitanya's munificence is manifest in the literature of the Vedas and the Goswamis and other points as well. Let's see how we go. 22. Okay. So there might be a bit of reading today, so you can bear with me and try to focus and relish the messages of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. It's very important. This is the Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is called the seventh Goswami. Maybe he is, maybe not that, maybe there's someone else. That was back to Vinodtakur anyway. So Krishnadas Kaviraj, he came just after six Goswamis, and he lived at Radhakund, and he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books, including Govinda Lilamrita. And he used the diaries of Srup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami, who had spent the most time with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu over there in Puri. And he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita from these diaries. And but he stresses very much, right in the beginning, how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sadaishwarya Puna Bhagavan. He is the Supreme Godhead, and he's distinguished by so many characteristics that manifest him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mainly his beauty and his pastimes. For example, Lord Narayan is there in Vaikuntha and everyone is worshipping him as the eternal Supreme Godhead, but he doesn't have a birthday. Lord Narayan, there's no birthday pastimes. Nor does he have a flute, nor does he wear shark-shaped earrings or lift Govardhan Hill. Nor does he have a rasa dance where he dances with hundreds of thousands of gopis. So this Lord Narayan is the same as Krishna. Narayana tvabedepi srisa Krishna sarupaya rasanat krishyate Krishna rupa mesa rasastita. But although they're the same, in Krishna we see an elevated manifestation of transcendental happiness and ecstasy and pastimes. So these are the type of things that establish that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The ete changsa kala pungsam Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. And this is the very important to understand when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, because then he says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is non-different from Krishna. He is exactly the same. He is that same person. Anta Krishna bahi gauram va dashitangi vai bhavam kalo sankirtana jasma Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mashritam. That this, he's Krishna on the inside only, Anta Krishna. And on the outside, he's Gaura. Why is he Gaura? Because he has stolen his devotees' bhava and duty. He's stolen their bhava, their mood, and along with their complexion. So he's changed his color, and he's become golden, Gaura avatar. So his beauty is so amazing, because it's same as Krishna, because he is Krishna. So Krishna's beauty is nityotsavam. It's a, you see Krishna, it's like seeing a festival. And blinking of the eyes becomes a great problem. Pibhagcho drishyapi, he's like drinking nectar through the eyes. You know, we talk about nectar through the ears, and we talk about eating prasadam, the nectar of Krishna's remnants. So the devotees, when they see Krishna, they drink nectar through the eyes. And when they see Krishna, They condemn they don't want to see anything else that's supposedly beautiful in this world. They lose interest. And when they hear Krishna speaking, Rasa, are you awake? When they hear Krishna speaking, they don't want to hear anything else. The sound of his voice and his words, just like the Bhagavad Gita has been worshipped all over the all over this earth planet in history. It's just Krishna's words. But it's so beautiful. It's so wonderful. Everyone is attracted. Krishna attracts the gyanis, the yogis, the scholars. He's so attractive. So this, and in Vrindavan, you see Krishna, he dresses very nicely. He wears beautiful dhoti and garlands and jewelry. He has rings and earrings and bracelets and ankle bells. And he's dear old Lalita. He's Kishore. He's a... adolescent, Advaitam Achyutim Anadim Anantarupam. He's always in the fresh youth, and he's enjoying his pastimes. Durapam Ekanta, Ekanta Dham, Lavanya Sharam Masamodvam Ananya Siddham, Drishibi Pibantyo Anusabhava Bhavinavam Durapam Ekanta Dhamma Yashashriya Aishwarasya. When Krishna walks into Mathura, the ladies of Mathura, they've only ever heard about Krishna. Now they're seeing him for the first time. And they say that here, he is the only abode of beauty, fame and opulence. He is the essence of all loveliness. And what austerities must the residents of Vrindavan have performed to be able to see Krishna's beauty all the time. So I'm saying this as a prelude to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same Krishna. And when he's in Navadvip, in his youthful pastimes, he likes to dress himself very nicely. He wears nice dhotis and chadars, and he ties up his hair, and he has a pastimes of being a scholar and a teacher. And another one of his opulences is his intelligence, his knowledge. No one could defeat him in intellectual debate. And he is extraordinarily captivating. When he walks through the lanes in the early morning when the sun has risen to take his bath in the Ganges with his associates, people come out of their houses to see him. And later on when he goes on Sankirtan through the streets of Navadvip, when they see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passing, they experience a happiness, a nectar that's unsurpassable. Even Brahma and Shiva cannot attain this type of happiness just by seeing Lord Chaitanya. So even the demigods get confused. When Nittai Gaur walk through the streets of Navadvip, the demigods think, oh, we're on earth and that's the heavenly planets. You know, everything becomes bewildering. This is Muyanti Yat Suraya. The demigods are bewildered by the pastimes of Krishna. So even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas and he shaves off his beautiful hair and walks away, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, all the devotees were crying. They thought they'd never see him again. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was smiling. He was happy because now he could fulfill his inner desire to look for Krishna, to find Krishna and become completely absorbed in his own devotion. This is the greatest mystery of spiritual life. So Krishna's beauty is so incredible, incredible, unbelievable. It's a mixture of two words, you see. We invented it today. Incredible, unbelievable. That when he sees his reflection, Krishna sees his reflection, he says, what is this? What is this beauty I've never seen before? I wish to enjoy it, just like my devotees. So he tries his best, Krishna. He tries everything he can. My devotees are experiencing more joy by my association than I get from theirs. So he's like, he's shortchanged, right? He's so wonderful, and all the devotees having more ecstasy from being with him than he does himself. So he's like, I'm God, right? I'm supposed to be the supreme enjoyer. What's going on here? So despite his best efforts, he cannot taste it. Just like sugar, you know. I remember when I was a child and I first got candy floss. what do they call it in America? Cotton candy, yeah. I just couldn't believe it. And I was just like, I was in so much ecstasy. Children are addicted to sugar. And they're in ecstasy about sugar. We're going to go for a milkshake. That's it. The best thing in the world. But sugar cannot experience its own sweetness. Sugar cannot. So because Krishna is the supreme intelligence, he knows what to do. So he steals. When Radharani is sleeping, he enters her heart and he steals her bhava and her jyoti. And he takes it for himself and he appears in the world. Straight after Krishna appears, we're in the Manvantavatara, 28th Manvantavatara. There's 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. And each Manu has 71 Divya Yugas. Which is 71, is a Divya Yuga 1,000 seasons or one? One. So Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga. So there are 71 of those in one of one Manu, and there's 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. So Krishna comes on the 28th Divya Yuga of the 7th Manu or something. So, and then Lord Chaitanya comes. So Krishna, having spread his glories, spread his beauty, captivated people's mind, he wrapped up his pastimes, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and did exactly the same. And he showed the practical manifestation of how to become a devotee of Krishna. And he put aside the hymns and rituals and pujas of Lord Narayan's worship, which is imbued with awe and reverence. He threw that all out and he said, you just chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam and dance. Now it sounds easy, but dancing is not so easy. First you've got to be happy to dance. So our devotees, Sumedasa, they're very intelligent. They come to kirtan regularly because they know if they get a taste from chanting Hare Krishna, then all Maya is gone. Immediately, completely, directly disappears. And attachment to Krishna, remembrance of Krishna are manifest. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process. It's very simple. But he also gave us his devotees, whom he empowered to write literature, to write books. So on top of this chanting and dancing, if you can regularly read the books or hear the books spoken, then your spiritual life becomes more and more enriched, etc. So let's read some verses. Majjalila chapter 20. Maya mugdara jivera nahi svatara krishna gyan. Jivere kripaya koila krishna veda puran. Ladies, okay, we'll do the word for word. Maya Mugdera. Enchanted by the illusory energy. Jivera. Of the conditioned soul. Nahi. There is not. Svata. Automatically. Krishna Gyana. knowledge of Krishna,
Niveda,
unto the conditioned soul,
Kripaya,
out of mercy,
Koila,
presented,
Krishna,
Lord Krishna,
Veda Purana,
the Vedic literature and the Puranas,
supplements to the Vedic literature.
I forgot to mention, so when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he just wore a simple saffron cloth around his waist. But still, his beauty was manifest, whoever saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered us in three ways. Anyone who saw him, anywhere he manifest, and he empowered his devotee, he entered the body of his devotee. So this Srila Prabhupada is one of his empowered devotees. Translation: the conditioned soul cannot revive his Krishna consciousness by his own effort, but out of causeless mercy, Lord Krishna compiled the Vedic literature and its supplements, the Puranas. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Screen's good. A conditioned soul is bewildered by the Lord's illusory energy, Maya. Maya's business is to keep the conditioned soul forgetful of his real relationship with Krishna. Thus the living entity forgets his real identity as spirit soul, Brahman. And instead of realizing his factual position, thinks himself the product of the material energy. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 175, Yaya Samohita Jiva Atmanam Trigunatmakam Paropimanatai Natam Natatkritam Chabi Pajate. Due to this external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks himself as a material product and thus undergoes the reactions of material miseries. This is a description of Maya's action upon the conditioned soul. Thinking himself a product of the material energy, the conditioned soul engages in the service of the material energy in so many ways. He becomes a servant of lust, anger, greed, and envy. In this way, one totally becomes a servant of the illusory energy. Later, the bewildered soul becomes a servant of mental speculation, but in any case, he is simply covered by the illusory energy. Out of his causeless mercy and compassion, Krishna has compiled various Vedic literatures in his incarnation as Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is a Shaktivesh avatar of Lord Krishna. He has very kindly presented these literatures to awaken the conditioned soul to his senses. Unfortunately, at the present moment, the conditioned souls are guided by demons who do not care to read the Vedic literature. Although there is an immense treasure house of knowledge, people are engaged in reading useless literature that will give them no information on how to get out of the clutches of Maya. The purpose of the Vedic literature is explained in the following verses. We'll just go to the next verse. I'll just read the translation. The forgetful conditioned soul is educated by Krishna through the Vedic literatures, the realized spiritual master, and the super soul. Though through these, he can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is, and he can understand that Lord Krishna is his eternal master and deliverer from the clutches of Maya. In this way, one can acquire real knowledge of his conditioned life and can come to understand how to attain liberation. Next verse. The Vedic literatures give information about the living entity's eternal relationship with Krishna, which is called Sambandha. The living entity's understanding of this relationship and his acting accordingly is called Abhideya. Returning home back to Godhead is the ultimate goal of life and is called Prayojan. Okay, Hare Krishna. So when Krishna appeared on this special day of Brahma, he brought his whole abode of Vrindavan and manifest all his pastimes, and all his associates, they came to this material realm, and Krishna showed his pastimes to the whole world. And straight after that, Vyasadeva compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the... you have to go already? So Krishna, Vyasadeva compiled a record of those pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Sugata Goswami then spoke them, and they became extremely famous. After time, Vrindavan became covered and almost lost. It was just a simple village. There was no monuments. Radhakund and Shyamakund had disappeared into two small puddles in a field. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and part of his mission was to revive the lost places of Vrindavan Dham. And so he empowered Srila Rupa Goswami especially and Sanatan Goswami to go to Vrindavan and build it up. And they gradually built it up, and it became a beautiful place of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Govardhan Hill is there, the Yamuna River, and so many temples. They made so many temples. And their immediate followers, over time, they beautified the Dham. They built beautiful lakes, kunds, and Raghunath Das Goswami built Radha Kund, and so many beautiful architecture and the stairs. And when I first went to Vrindavan, who's not been to Vrindavan yet? So you've got so much to look forward to. It's a miraculous, incredible place. And one of the most amazing things about it is there's all these kunds. Kunds is like a lake, but it's a man-made lake, square. I'm sure you've seen photos. It's a square lake with steps. And there's like hundreds of them all over the land. Especially around Govardhan Hill, there's scores. And they're very attractive things, very beautiful things. And you can bathe in them, and you get different benefits from touching that water. Because the whole of Vrindavan, every step, you get so much benefit from visiting there. I just met this devotee. She was born in the Hare Krishna movement, but she wasn't so interested in Krishna consciousness. And she ended up going to Scotland University. So her mum went to live in Vrindavan. So she wasn't associating with devotees. She wasn't chanting. She didn't want to know anything about spiritual life. But she went to visit her mum in Vrindavan. And within 3 days she had sari, bead bag, chanting Hare Krishna. This is the potency of Vrindavan. It's such an incredible atmosphere there. So again, after the Goswami's time went down, Vrindavan again become covered. And around Srila Prabhupada's time, it was a very run-down place, very simple, mostly old people doing sadhana, not much life, very quiet, very serene and beautiful place. But now, because of Srila Prabhupada, all the big gurus, sannyasis, and so they've all built their ashrams there, and it's become like this city, and it's packed. 365 days of the year. Actually, a little quiet time is there, end of Feb, early March, if you're lucky. But it's a very busy place. That's the only thing you have to cope with when you're there. Very intense. It's so popular. But just by going there, you become Krishna conscious. Just by wanting to go there, you become Krishna conscious. Just by saying the syllables ma, to, ra, you get liberated from the material realm. It's such an empowered place. So my point is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then, Srila Prabhupada then resurrected the popularity of Vrindavan. But the only trouble is that a lot of people used it for their advantage, their own selfish advantages. This is one of the offenses against the Dham, to go there with a view to making money. But anyway, we won't get into that today. So the whole point is, there's a stage that's been set for the spreading of Krishna consciousness all over the world. And it began 5,000 years ago with Krishna's coming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 500 years ago. And the Krishna consciousness is spreading. Now Vrindavan is becoming very popular. And Western people who are interested in yoga or Indian culture are just turning up in Vrindavan in groups. and they got places to stay, and they enjoy the atmosphere. And you meet people, and they just to enter Vrindavan, they're so fortunate. They're so incredibly fortunate. I was just walking in Loy Bazaar, and there was this nice Grihastha Brahmin there, and he was just stopping, and he was talking to all the Western devotees who were passing by. He said, "Where are you from? You're so fortunate, you're so fortunate, you're so fortunate." So he had this realization. Just by going to Vrindavan once in your life, seeing Radhakund and bathing there, one receives the great fortune of Krishna consciousness. So the point, though, is that without the Shastra, without the literature, then there is no other, there's no evidence, praman, for Krishna consciousness. The guru, the sadhu, even the chanting, everything is based upon the Shastra. And the big problem that Prabhupada points out in the purport is that people are not referring to the Vedic literatures. And now it's easier than ever to refer to the Vedic literatures because Srila Prabhupada has translated the most important ones, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So if you want to be secure and safe in your spiritual life, you have to read Prabhupada's books. Krishnadas Kaviraj himself has stated this. Ye lila amritabine kaya yadi anapaye tabai bhaktera dubala jivana yara eka bindu tane utpuluti tanumane yara hasya gaya natan. It says that men and women become stout and strong by eating sufficient grains. But if you do not taste the pastimes of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, then you will become weak and you will slip away from this great opportunity. And the Prabhupada says in the purport that one has to read all the books, otherwise one will fall down. In these four books he's quoted, Nectar of Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Bhagavad Gita. So the amazing thing about these books is when you read them, everything becomes clear. Krishna Surya Sama. Just like the sun in the sky, you can clearly see what is the absolute truth, what is your position in this material world, and what is your relationship, and how you can navigate over this very difficult, miserable material world and attain some auspiciousness, real auspiciousness. So we can go to chapter 25, Amajalila. I write the last, let's just see, the last 10 verses or so. Can we have a Madanga? And I've got cartels. So we'll read, we'll sing these verses because they're the same tune. And we'll go through them. You'll have to go through them just for 5 or 6 verses. Krishna, it's a Shri Guru Cha. Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta Gane Gana Yati Prapula Padma Vana. Tara madhu kariya swadana. Prema rasa kumuda vane prapulite ratri dine. Tata chadayo mano bringa gana. Nana Bhaveda Bhakta Jana Hongsa Chakra Vaka Gana. Yate sabe karena vihara. Krishna keli sumrinala yahapai sarvakala. Bhakta hansa kada ye ahara. Ase sarovara giya hansa chakra vakahana. Sadata han kada bilasa. Kandi besa kala tuka, paiba paramasuka. Ana yaseha be premolasa. Hare Krishna. So this meter that we all know so well, a lot of the verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita are in this meter, so you can sing them and enjoy. So we'll just read together the nice English translation from 273, please. Yeah. Okay. Does anyone want to volunteer? Help me out, read. Should I just do it? Where's the mic? I'll read the first one. Devotional service to Krishna is exactly like a pleasing, jubilant forest of lotus flowers, wherein there is ample honey. I request everyone to taste this honey. If all the mental speculators bring the bees of their minds into this forest of lotus flowers and jubilantly enjoy ecstatic love of Krishna day and night, their mental speculation will be completely transcendentally satisfied. Now we have to consider what is honey. So from the earth, the seed goes in, the flower comes with the rain, the sunlight, and Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that the moon is what gives the life to the liquid. The moon draws all the ocean tides. It's all controlled by the moon's gravitational pull and its moonshine. So the flower grows from the earth. And what does the bee do? The bee comes, it takes the essence of that flower, the pollen, and he turns it into this liquid nectar. We call it honey. So this honey is the incredible thing. And the bees are a very important part of Krishna's pastimes. Whenever Krishna is wearing a garland, Balaram's wearing garlands, the bees are coming and they're enjoying the fragrance of the garland. Okay, next one.
The devotees who have a relationship with Krishna are like the swans and chakravaka birds who play in that forest of lotus flowers. The buds of those lotus flowers are the pastimes of Krishna, and they are edible for the swan-like devotees. Lord Sri Krishna is always engaged in his transcendental pastimes. Therefore, the devotees following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can always eat those lotus buds, for they are the pastimes of the Lord.
Consider the swan, such a beautiful bird, and it's attracted to beautiful places like lakes and rivers, and its contradiction is the crow. When I first went to Calcutta, there's so many crows, and they're all at the rubbish, and so much rubbish, you know. I think they've, every year for 150 years, they've forgotten to paint Calcutta. But ISKCON, being empowered, has taken over one building. It's called Bhaktivinoda Ashram in Utkangagang. What is it? Huh? Altaganga. If you go to Calcutta, you've got to plan your trip to Calcutta, because if you get caught in the peak traffic, you're finished, your life's over. So you go to Calcutta, you can go to, and it's on a beautiful old neighborhood, and there is, around the corner, there's these two Jain complexes that are stunningly beautiful, and you can go and have a look at them. And there's all these old mansions, they're really fantastic, obviously they're a bit decaying. But right in the middle of this beautiful neighborhood, there's this Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's headquarters, when he first moved to Calcutta and started the preaching of Gaudiya Math. And the building is so beautiful internally, and it's been renovated to the same standard as the 1920s. And the furniture and the carpets. And there's a, in the temple room, there's a, like a kun, there's these stairs, a square with stairs going down on all four sides. And some beautiful deities of Radha Madhava. And the rooftop where Srila Prabhupada first met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. So this building is beautiful. And it's closed because it's a heritage. The Indian government has classified it as a heritage property. So it's closed by law between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. But you should definitely go there. The atmosphere is wonderful. And Bhaktisiddhanta is there. His deity in his rooms. Such a wonderful place. And when you see it, you feel proud to be part of ISKCON. Because ISKCON is leading the way in the renovation of holy places. And ultimately, as ISKCON grows and gets to take all these wonderful holy places, of many hundreds and hundreds of wonderful holy places in Bengal, in Braj, and elsewhere, then the glory, the real glory of India is manifest. And what was the other point I was going to say? I've forgotten. Yeah, very beautiful. Next verse, who wants to read?
All the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should go to that lake and remaining always under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, become swans and chakravaka birds in those celestial waters. They should go on rendering service to Lord Sri Krishna and enjoy life perpetually. In this way, all the miseries will be diminished. The devotees will attain great happiness and there will be jubilant love of God.
Beautiful. I remembered now, yeah. ISKCON Calcutta and Albert Road has been renovated. Very, very beautiful temple. It's like Soho Street, just a city building, little bigger. Very beautiful. Very nice devotees. So wonderful. Next verse. Haribol.
The devotees who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take the responsibility for distributing nectarian devotional service all over the world. They are like clouds pouring water on the ground that nourishes the fruit of love of Godhead in this world. The devotees eat that fruit to their heart's content, and whatever remnants they leave are eaten by the general populace. Thus they live happily.
Jai. So this is our... This is what Srila Prabhupada has asked us to do, is to take responsibility for distributing Krishna consciousness and make it available to everyone. Srila Prabhupada's purports, they're not just all about esoteric Krishna consciousness meditation, but they're also about saving the world or giving the world some intelligence. Here at Bhaktivedanta Manor we have this Bhakti Shastri, and we get devotees from all over the world come every year. They come in January. And they stay with us for 5 months or so. And some of them, they love it so much, they stay for a few years and become full-time ashram devotees, helping with the services and the preaching. I met a devotee from Israel and from Northern Ireland and Latvia, from Latvia? Lithuania, I always get them mixed up. Anywhere else? Ladies, where are you from?
Israel.
Cool. USA? Wow. Haribol. Italy. Germany. Alles klar. Scotland. Wonderful. So we see we have an international Krishna consciousness. Then whatever happens in our life, this time we spent here is extremely valuable. What is Krishna consciousness all about? Getting up early in the morning, controlling the mind and senses. And you learn these valuable, simple, valuable lessons that we have to perform some divine penance to worship Krishna. He's given everything to us, material and spiritual. We have to be grateful. Hello? We have to be very grateful to Krishna. He's given us everything. Material, spiritual also. We need two things. So what we learn here, we'll take to our own village and towns, wherever we settle in the world, and Krishna consciousness will gradually spread by the association of devotees. And everyone should go to Vrindavan at least once in their life, see Govardhan Hill, bathe in Radha Kund, and say, Radhi Radhi, Jai Radhi. So this is happiness, actually. And everything else, it doesn't match this ecstasy that Mahaprabhu has given the world. Next one, somebody? Nice and loud.
The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are full of nectar, and the pastimes of Lord Krishna are like camphor. When one mixes these, they taste very sweet. By the mercy of the pure devotees, whoever tastes them can understand the depth of that sweetness.
Wow. Maduram, maduram, etan mangalam, mangalanam, nigamavali satpalam chitsarupam. Krishna's holy name contains this sweetness. It's the mature fruit of all of the Vedic desire tree. Nada macham Krishna. Whoever chants this, her name becomes delivered. Okay, here's the next verse. This is an important verse. Somebody?
Men become strong and stout by eating sufficient rains. But the devotee who simply eats ordinary rains but does not take the transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna gradually becomes weak and falls down from the transcendental position. However, if one drinks but a drop of nectar of Krishna's pastimes, his body and mind begin to bloom and he begins to love, sing and dance.
So we have to go forward in our reading, and we have to be brave and courageous to read the books and try to feel the books, what the books are saying to us. And Krishnadas Kaviraj says, if you don't understand in the beginning, but you read over and over again, you hear, repeat, transcendental subject matter is ever fresh. So you do this throughout your whole life, not just like, oh, when I was young, I used to read the books. Now I'm working in a big job and I've got 3 children. No, you have to always read the books. And even now it's easier than ever. You can get these apps and you can read the books 10 minutes here and there. And this hearing the books will go into the heart, Chaito Dharpana Marjanam, and it will purify and clean the heart. And transcendental knowledge will awaken. okay, this is the last one, I think. Please? Yeah, last one. Last person. Yes, in Prema? So this is a very important verse, because when you go through your life in Krishna consciousness, you'll find people who have, sometimes they leave Prabhupada's lotus feet and they try to find some kind of fault with ISKCON. Therefore, we have to be extremely careful, and if we study the books nicely and realize what Prabhupada's given us, we'll never step one centimeter, 1 millimeter from the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada's books are self-evident. There's no need to try to extract some idea out of them that's not apparent. Does that make sense? Yeah. So, if we have full faith that Srila Prabhupada is the empowered representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that he is Siddha, a perfect personality, empowered, like Rupa Goswami was empowered, he's also super empowered, and he's every word he says in his purports, in his translation, is completely perfect. And one other idea is that people say, oh, you cannot get Krishna consciousness from reading books, you have to find some special divine personality, some guru who will save you. But this has not been emphasized by Srila Prabhupada at all. Srila Prabhupada emphasized reading his books. Now, one of the wonderful arguments you can use when people try to diminish reading books is that why did the Goswamis write so many books? Why did Srila Prabhupada write some Vishwanath Chakravarti, Baladeva Vijayabhushan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all our acharyas, Vishwanath, Rupa and Sanat and Jiva Goswami, they all wrote so many books. So the whole idea is that their sound vibration of their speaking is non-different from the words in the books. Srila Prabhupada said in one famous quote that if you hear the Bhagavad Gita, you get the same benefit as Arjuna got from hearing Bhagavad Gita directly from Krishna. It's just a matter of your faith and application. Does that make sense? So if we have that full faith that Prabhupada's giving us everything we need, then we'll understand. Because Prabhupada said, we'll have so many books in ISKCON. This is another point. They asked Srila Prabhupada, we should have more books. Yes, Prabhupada said, we'll have Mahabharata and we'll have Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada said. And they said, but Prabhupada, you already gave us Bhagavad Gita. He said, no, we can have so many Bhagavad Gitas. Because you can preach the same message in different ways, as long as you don't change the message. Krishna Das Kaviraj says, anyone who describes or hears Chaitanya Charitamrita will get the causeless mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even if an atheist hears Chaitanya Bhagavat, he will become a great devotee. You will understand the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Lord Krishna by hearing these books. You will understand the essence of devotional service by quoting the authoritative statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. This book is so sublime that it appears that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally spoken through the writings of his devotees. So you're hearing the Lord speak to you when you read the books of his pure devotees. So the more we can have total faith in this, then the book will do what it's supposed to do, and that is make you Krishna conscious, make you forget this illusory energy. Krishnadas Kaviraj says that this writing is not my writing, but it is the dictation of Srimadan Mohan, Krishna. And then in the purport, Prabhupada said, the Lord gives this direction, and thus the devotee's life becomes perfect. Whatever a pure devotee does is done by the dictation of the Supreme Lord. Thus it is confirmed by the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita that whatever he wrote was written under the direction of the Sri Madan Mohan deity. So the devotee does not write anything which is his own speculation or his own idea. He simply repeats and expands upon the Shastra and the words of Krishna to expand the same meaning that is given by Krishna. One who hears about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and love will certainly attain ecstatic love for the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without fail. Next quote. Narrations of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities are just like nectar to hear. Indeed, they satisfy the ears and the mind. One who tastes the nectar of these activities is certainly very fortunate. So there's so many quotes. just a couple more and then we'll stop for questions. Excuse me. These are from my friend, Govinda Prabhu. Did a little research for me. Right, this is a conversation with Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada says, even a moment's association with the pure devotee, all success. Devotee asked, does that apply to reading the words of a pure devotee? Prabhupada said, yes. Devotee asked, even a little association with your books has the same effect? Prabhupada's effect, of course, it requires both things, but one must be very eager to take it. Next one. My question is, a pure devotee, when he comments on Bhagavad Gita, someone who never sees him physically but just comes in contact with his commentary, explanation, is this the same thing? Prabhupada, yes. You can associate with Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita. And these saintly persons, they have given their explanations, comments. So where is the difficulty? And this is a very good quote here. This was in Vrindavan when Prabhupada gave his Nectar Devotion classes, very famous. He said, this book, Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, if you read regularly, try to understand. This means you are associating with Srila Rupa Goswami directly. And if you act accordingly, then you are serving their lotus feet. Just as Krishna can be present everywhere in millions of places simultaneously, similarly the spiritual master also can be present wherever the disciple wants. The spiritual master is the principle, not the body. Just like a television can be seen in thousands of places by the principle of relay monitoring. Transcendental sound does not require the physical presence of moving lips. The potency of transcendental sound is never minimized because the vibrator is apparently absent. Shabda Brahma means Vedic literature. Purva Abhyasena Sajjati Riyato Yavishopisa Jigyasa Api Yoga Shabda Brahma Nivatiti. So you're here at a young age because in your past life you practice Krishna consciousness and therefore you automatically become attracted to the Shabda Brahman, the spiritual sound vibration. It's very simple. It's the absolute truth. You like it, I like it too. So we have to like it. And we have to... What did he say? We have to make it our own thing. This is our own thing. We should be... we should treasure it. And we've got this. This is amazing. Everyone is walking around thinking they're the body. This world is real. But it's all not real, it's all transient, it's all destined to die in the dust and disappear. Yasya samohita jiva. The jiva is thinking this is real, but it's illusion. It's illusory, impermanent, transient, temporary, has no reality. But the soul is real, and Krishna is real, and when the soul chants Hare Krishna in pure... dependency, taking shelter of Gauranga and Sri Krishna through this chanting, then more and more Krishna will protect that soul. Dive in Prakritim. You come under Krishna's divine energy. The divine energy means the shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. She is the leader of all the devotees. And she is manifest in Gaura, Lord Chaitanya, Hare Krishna. Very much. Thank you for your time. Couldn't find my watch. I hate not having my watch on. So we take some comments or questions by the devotees. We have a few minutes. Hare Krishna. Yes, Panchitabha Prabhu. Another one from Scotland.
Hare Krishna. With that quote about when we read the books of the pure devotees, we're associating with the pure devotees. I'm just thinking in terms of when we try and associate with advanced devotees, we want to serve them. Mm. It's not just about being there, we want to offer some service. How does this sort of play in terms of the books?
Oh, okay. So the most, the best service you can do to the spiritual master, the guru, the pure devotee, is to hear from them. This is the most important service. If I sit here and there's only one person listening to me, then probably I wouldn't be able to speak so many things. The more people, the better. So this is the process of hearing and chanting. So when you read the book of the pure devotee, that is service. That is service. Just like chanting Hare Krishna is service, and hearing is service. Shravanam Kirtan, this is service. If we have the fortune to have the personal association of the devotees, which we do, living with the Vaishnavas, then we can serve them. This is our dharma, to serve the Vaishnavas and the Brahmins. This cleans the core of the heart and enables one. Mahat Sevam, what is that? Vasudeva Kata Ruchi. Shan Mahat Sevam, Vasudeva Kata. By serving, one gets Vasudeva Kata Ruchi. You get a taste for hearing. So, everything is there. We don't leave anything out. But they all, when you do the whole package together, you get the result. Does that make sense? Yeah? Shradana Sha Vasudeva. Shan Mahat Sevaya Vipra. Very good. Yeah. He's knowing. Where are you from?
Local.
Local. Well, that's the best. Great. Local is best. You from Luton, Birmingham?
Darbados.
I went to Derby once. Wonderful place. Peaceful. Some other, anyone else? Go for breakfast. Something going on there? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Okay, Jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gopremanandi, Gaura Bhaktivinoda ki jai.